You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Here's a program from our archives. Take an early morning stroll through the southern Piedmont area of Georgia this time of year, and you're likely to hear many different kinds of birds. But the soundscape changes through the seasons. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
This is a Carolina wren.
We're with Jeff Jackson, a wildlife expert at the University of Georgia, who can identify just about any bird call that he hears, and this morning, there are plenty of them.
All those different notes, you know, tweet, toot, 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 yank, yank. That's all the same bird. That's the yellow-breasted chat, and that is one of my favorites of this time of the year. But anyway, that bird is one of the first ones to leave. When it comes to July, you know, it'll occur to you that you won't hear it anymore, and the earliest ones have already started to slip away, head back to Central and South America.
Jeff Jackson not only knows his bird calls, he understands how important it is to enjoy them in the moment.
This is going to change. Now we hear birds. That's the dominant sound of this season. And if you come back in 6 or 8 weeks, this will be gone because we'll have a heck of a time hearing these birds because the airwaves will be taken over by insects. We'll hear cicadas during the day and katydids at night, and you just couldn't record a bird if you wanted to.
We'll continue our walk in the Georgia foothills in our next program. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.